Joining me on the line is Jill Ryan, who is a doctoral student in the Child and Family Studies program at UWC, whose work is focused on family-centered interventions for family violence. Jill has a counseling background in the field of domestic violence. Jill, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Papa, for having me, and thanks for all the listeners joining us today.
Now, you only have to look as far as today's newspaper to see another case highlighting exactly what we're talking about. A headline that reads, "A child died because all looked the other way." And I want to just quote from you in the story of 3-year-old Lachey Stolz, who died after being beaten at the hands of her father's girlfriend for an extended period. Among the quotes in this article, Lachey's father saw the abuse and didn't do anything to stop the accused. Her biological mother didn't do enough. Her paternal aunt took her to the doctor, was told not to return the child home to her father, but she returned the child to avoid trampling on anyone's toes. The grandmother had her suspicions, but did nothing. And so the article goes on. Jill, the very theme of the 16 days this year is hashtag count me in and don't look away. You read an article like that and you realize there is still a big problem, isn't there, of people who do just that, who look away and go, this isn't my business.
Exactly that. And I mean, I also saw that article first thing today, and it hit me like a ton of bricks, because that is exactly the point that we're trying to make, or one is trying to make, when you see these platforms for so-called social media activism of this hashtag don't look away, is that you do not want that sort of thing to occur. And yes, I understand that there's many drives to hold government accountable and hold certain sectors accountable, but I think we need to understand that no one sector can be held accountable. We all are in on this. We all need to kind of mobilize together in the fight against gender-based violence, and that really refers to please don't look away, especially in the case of children, because these are the most vulnerable. These are the voiceless. They can't walk away from such a situation. They do rely on us as members of the community, members of the family, to actually report on that sort of violence occurring.
Mm. Jill, I hope I don't sound callous saying this, but I think a lot of people have a sense that as long as it's not happening to them or to their family or their friends in their area, it's easy to keep this problem at arm's length. And I know you make a very compelling argument for the fact that you are misguided if you think that you're not affected just because nobody in your immediate circle has been implemented. Because, of course, a child who is a witness to and a victim of gender-based violence in childhood often grows up with major social issues into adulthood, which impact on all of us.
That is exactly right, because if it does not, let's say they're not affected physically, let's say, by the gender-based violence, so child abuse is not exactly taking place, but they are witness to their violence taking place. That in itself, just witnessing that form of abuse and violence occurring in the home, does hold serious consequences throughout the rest of their life as well. Whether it be that sort of strategy seen within the home gets replicated later on in their own domestic lives, or that they then become prone to peer deviances because one then gets the idea that, you know what, when there's an issue, when we need to assert some sort of viewpoint of ourselves, we use violence because this is what is seen in the home, and this was taken in as a strategy of, when I'm not happy with the situation or when I try to handle the situation, one uses violence. So even in just mere witnessing of this sort of thing holds consequences, especially for children within the home. And a lot of studies do show that, you know what, when violence occurs, no one really is ever alone when that occurs. Someone is always around, as one saw, one can see in the Cape August article, that such a lot of people were aware of what was happening, of this abuse occurring with this young child. Yet, it's a mere fact of not much was done. Even in the articles were shown that they did go to the police, but the police also turned them away, and then nothing further occurred.
It's a very, very scary story to read. Jill, just in closing, I'd like a view on, as you've mentioned earlier, the hashtag activism, the armchair activism, as it's sometimes dismissed. Does it help for lots of people to be using a hashtag count me in on Twitter? Does it make a difference?
I think to a certain extent, it gets awareness out there. It gets people talking. It gets people to know that this is occurring. But at a certain, to a certain degree, and to some extent, we will have to then also kind of push that then into action. And there are many things in which one can do that, especially in their own community, such as, just for one example, joining a community police forum, which are organizations and institutions such as schools, the ratepayer associations, civic organizations and business, and religious institutions which actually work in the community in partnership with local police, and they actually create safety plans for the community based on the community needs. We have various versions of that, even as such as the Neighborhood Watch. So it's really to kind of get an understanding of what actually is happening in your community or what needs to happen in your community and actively play a role in that. Also, you have things such as community development workers that are found in certain municipalities who also work closely with your ward councils and local governments, and they actually are there to enlighten you around what specific programs and services are useful and just kind of bridge that gap between communities and government-provided services.
Jill Ryan, thank you so much. Doctoral student at UWC in the Child and Family Studies Program.